item is item 1294, please.
Amend the comprehensive plan map and zoning map as it applies to certain existing and proposed manufactured dwelling parks, including the Fox Run Mobile Home Community and Family Essentials.
All right, so we are here today. This has the a little bit of formality associated with it. It is a hearing. We're here today to work on manufactured dwelling parks. This ordinance is a follow-up to the manufactured dwelling park zoning ordinance that council adopted last August. At that time, we acknowledged that mobile home parks play a unique and important role, offering lower-cost market-rate housing, especially for larger units that can accommodate families. Because people can own their own home and only have to rent a space, a mobile home can also be an affordable pathway to home ownership for lower-income households. The zoning ordinance is a new approach to zoning mobile home parks designed to support the long-term stability of these parks. As part of that ordinance adoption, Commissioner Saltzman requested that BPS bring back a map change to rezone the one park that was initially left out because it is the city adopting a, and then my talking points disappear. What's the rest of that sentence?
At that time, it was part of the prime industrial overlay, and there were some complicated industrial lands issues associated with that, and so we've taken the last 4 months to sort those out. And
you didn't even miss a beat.
Good. Bring back this map change.
Good. So this is an emergency ordinance. An emergency exists due to the fact that Portland's continued population and economic growth have had a significant impact on rental housing, resulting in more than a 30% increase in average rents from 2011 to 2017, and consistently low vacancy rates between 1.7 and 3.3% from 2011 to 2017. Manufactured dwelling parks play a small but important part in providing affordable housing, and the incentives to promote this housing type should be available immediately. I don't know, Commissioner Saltzman, if you have some opening remarks or anybody else.
Well, I just want to say that I'm really grateful to Tom and the Planning and Sustainability Commission for taking this up after I flagged it back in August. Fox Run is probably the largest manufactured dwelling park in the city, I would believe. It's huge. And I was introduced to Fox Run when I did some meal deliveries for Meals for Kids programs. But so I was really incredulous that somehow that was being left out of the protections we were passing back in August. And I'm really grateful that you've been able to get this back here in time for me to vote on it. Thanks.
Very good. So, commissioners, the city has been approached by Louise Williams, director of Family Essentials, a provider of transitional housing for families experiencing homelessness. Family Essentials has a half-acre site near Southeast Powell and 136th that they'd like to rezone to manufactured dwelling park in order to provide additional housing and services for families in need. I would like to move a substitute ordinance that adds the map amendments for the Family Essentials site in addition to the Fox Run Mobile Home Park amendments. Can I get a second?
I'll move it. Or second.
Second. Yeah.
So we have a motion and Commissioner Saltzman seconds. Thank you. Mr. Armstrong, if you'd introduce today's session.
Sure. Just real quickly to follow up on what you said, we have two map changes today that involve both comprehensive plan map changes and corresponding zone changes. As you said, the first one is the Fox Run Mobile Home Park up in North Portland. It currently has a mixed employment designation, and it's part of the prime industrial area that's part of the Columbia Corridor. And that the recommendation from the Planning and Sustainability Commission is to change that map designation to manufactured dwelling park and the residential manufactured dwelling park zoning and removing the prime industrial overlay from this site. Here's an air photo of the Fox Run Mobile Home Park. It's up off of Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Up almost to Delta Park, and it sits mostly surrounded off of Gertz Road by other industrial uses, but there is a little pocket of this park and adjacent residential uses. And here's the map of the surrounding zoning. As mentioned, it's a fairly large park. It's 18 acres. It has 143 spaces, which is larger than average for the other mobile home parks in the city. It is on the edge of the prime industrial area along the Columbia Corridor, and I will say that when we were doing the comprehensive plan update, that we looked at this site, and back in 2012, 2013, when we were doing the industrial lands analysis, it was a really difficult decision as to what to designate it, because it's not the best location for housing. It is surrounded by industrial land. I think back then we had a little bit more bias towards the surrounding industrial land use. Fast forward to today, I think we have a little bit more sensitivity towards the housing needs and the difficulty that would be involved in relocating 143 families out of that park. To that end, it is an existing development. It is an ongoing business that would make it expensive to close and redevelop to an industrial use. One of the prime purposes of the prime industrial designation has to do with access to freight systems, especially to the river or the railroad, which this site does not. Also, the mixed employment zoning is a little bit different. It allows for a wider range of uses, including office and retail, more so than the general industrial zoning. So there's no guarantee that if it redeveloped that we would have that we would get industrial jobs and not retail jobs or even office jobs. And then finally, we did do the industrial land capacity analysis. This chart goes through that, and what it shows is that although we're getting pretty thin on our supply, we still meet the state requirements under Goal 9 that shows that for our industrial lands in this area, we still have a small surplus of lands, and that enough to be able to make this map change. The other site is what we call the Family Essential Sites. It's on 136th Avenue, just south of Powell Boulevard. It is a half-acre site. It has one existing home on it now. It's surrounded by a mix of R5 and R2 zoning around it. This is another situation where, in the process of adopting the 2035 comprehensive plan, it's a site that was R2, but because it was only developed or only had a single family home on it, we through the comprehensive plan update process had switched the zoning to R5, mainly in response to concerns raised by the David Douglas School District around its student enrollment and being over capacity at nearby schools. I think both in the interim, concern on the part of David Douglas around schools capacity has lessened a bit. They've actually seen their enrollment be flat or decline in some of the area schools, and that there is a mix of zoning along 136 that would support changing this to the manufactured dwelling park zoning. And with that, I can answer any of your questions.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions for right now? Commissioner Daly?
Do you know offhand how many parks we have?
We have 57 manufactured dwelling parks in the city.
And would the residence number in the hundreds or the thousands?
Those 57 have almost 3,000 spaces units in them.
Great. Thank
across
you.
The city. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Now we can accept testimony on these map amendments.
Yes,
how many people do we have signed up?
Two people have signed up.
Okay, very good. We had said 2 minutes to testify, but given that we don't have very many people, go ahead and take three if you need it.
Garrett Stevenson and Luis Williams.
Thank you. Come on up. Thanks for being here. Name for the record, please, and the microphone slide around. Usually about 6 inches or so is about right. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, mayors and councilors. My name is Garrett Stevenson. I'm the pro bono legal counsel for Family Essentials. And it looks like I've got a bit of an echo going on, so I'm going to move this even farther away from me. As staff mentioned, this is really an adjustment to some of the broad strokes zone changes that happened during the implementation of the new comprehensive plan. I was actually contacted by Small Business Legal Clinic, and Luis Williams, who is the director of Family Essentials, was a client. And the reason why the Family Essentials site is before you today is because Luis Williams acquired this site with the intent of developing a transitional housing project with 10 units on it. Which was consistent with the zoning at the time she acquired it. It just so happened she acquired it in the one gray period of time during which there was no way she could have participated in the decision to rezone that property, but also she acquired it after the notices had gone out. So she acquired the property after all the hearings had been done. However, the first time she learned of the new zoning on the property that would prohibit this project from going forward was, I believe, in March, saying that the zoning would become effective in May. So we decided that we would try and work with staff to see if we could resolve the issue. This is a really neat project. Family Essentials is something that Luis is going to talk more about. But essentially, what they do is they provide extremely necessary housing for families who have been in and out of the family services programs, and they provide a stable place for these families to come together and rebuild themselves, recover from whatever issues they've been having. Almost all of these units will have children in them. The idea being that they receive subsidies in order to stay in these units until they're on their feet again. And what I would stress and what was stressed to me is that these are families on the edge of homelessness. So these are not folks that have any ability to go out and find other market rate housing. This is a very specific sort of laser-pointed type of program to help these folks out. So I really want to thank staff in working with us to find a solution to this. Specifically, I want to thank Leslie Lum in the Planning and Sustainability Department and Tom Armstrong. And then I also want to thank a number of your own staffs, particularly Matt Grum, who's Commissioner Saltzman's staff, Marshall Runkle, Sonia Schmansky, if I'm pronouncing that right, and Amy Rathfelder. Everybody seemed to come out of the woodwork to help me, which from my perspective is somewhat unusual, and I really do appreciate it. So with that, we really do support the change of this to the new RMP zone. I'll just note that while there is some difference in the allowable density between RMP and the old R2 zone, it's when it manifests on this site, it's the question of one or two units. So this is not a situation where the neighbors are going to see anything effectively all that different, nor is it a situation where a developer could go in and build something radically inconsistent with the neighborhood. The way we look at this is it's a well-thought-out project that is well along its way to being ready to go, and this will really facilitate it. So with that, I'll turn it over to Luis.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So my name's Louise, and I'm the director. I've worked in social work for the past 15 years, and after obtaining my master's degree in 2015 is when I started Family Essentials. So of all the agencies I've worked at, the biggest barrier to success for families is housing. So at Family Essentials, we provide transitional housing and service coordination so that families can obtain the resources needed to be sustainable over a longer period of time. While there's a growing effort to create more affordable housing, families are in need of support to address the trauma of homelessness, really. So having that support while accessing resources and having a safe place to live is all within the best interest of the family. Our transitional housing also allows tenants to build skills in terms of following the guidelines of a lease and paying rent. A lot of our families come from homelessness. They're living in cars, or their children are in foster care, and so they haven't had a stable home for a long period of time. And so getting back into the swing of learning how to maintain a household are skills that they need prior to going into the regular market where landlords are less forgiving when it comes to lease violations. So this year, with this new site that we recently purchased, we've only had three residents. We have two currently living there right now, but we've had 100% success rate. So all the families that have come through Family Essentials have left and went to permanent housing. So we're requesting to be added to this mobile home project to really just increase the opportunities for families to be stably housed.
Great. Thank you both for your testimony. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
One housekeeping item. Legal counsel has informed me that the substitute was actually filed as the ordinance, so it is not necessary for us to take two votes. We'll just vote on the ordinance, which already encompasses both sites. Is that correct? Very good. Thank you. And we'll have staff come up. Any further questions of staff? Very good. That concludes our hearing then. The record is now closed.
I do have one question, and that
Commissioner Fritz.
Has the neighborhood been informed of this change for the Family Essentials site?
Yes. We sent out a notice of this hearing to all property owners within 400 feet of the site, which is the normal quasi-judicial process to do that, as well as the neighborhood association.
Thank you.
And I assume nobody else has any ordinances or, excuse me, amendments at this point. Very good. Please call the roll.
You Daly.
Well, I want to thank everyone who worked on this item. I'm really pleased that the city is getting out ahead of what could be a next round of displacement of thousands of vulnerable residents. When mobile home parks are sold or redeveloped, entire communities can be displaced in one fell swoop. Mobile home parks are largely hidden from public view by design. This was how we planned our cities, and this is the case around the country. So I think many Portlanders would be surprised to learn that we have 3,000 mobile home spaces in the city, which constitutes housing for several thousand residents, I'm going to guess. While it's an affordable housing option, it's fraught with challenges, especially when residents are forced to move. They don't just have to move their belongings, they have to move their actual home. And despite the term mobile home, these homes aren't built to be mobile anymore. They're mobile on the way to the park. They are incredibly expensive and difficult to move after they've been lived in. There's a great segment on the podcast, 99% Invisible, on this that just came out, as well as a recent article on CityLab. I'm just kind of fascinated by this little arena, housing arena. So, of course, I am very pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you for the work that you do at Family Essentials, and thank you, Tom, for the work that you do. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman and Mayor Wheeler, for coming up with this. who would have thought that people would be asking to join this? We were a bit nervous, and yet now I think it's actually a bit worrying. Have we made it too? Did we miss something in terms of it? But we didn't. We set it up so that it would be good for everybody, and I appreciate that the fact that two more communities want in validates that. So thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Dan, for flagging one of the two issues, and thank you, Tom, for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks again, Tom. I appreciate your work on this. Thanks to the Planning Sustainability Commission, and thank you, Mayor. Aye.
Wheeler.
Good work, everybody, on this. There was something I just want to call out that was provided in testimony, which I really appreciated hearing. Did you notice that somebody from each one of our staffs has been very actively engaged in this? This is, I think, a really great example of people coming forward from the community, people like Tom, who are leaders in our city infrastructure and our city bureaus, and the city council staffs working together collaboratively to help find a really good solution. So this is a really great way to end this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So guess what, colleagues? For the first time in the history of the world, we are 35 minutes ahead of schedule. The wow. Next item is a time-certain event, so we will take a recess until 3:45 p.m.
Yeah, that's amazing.